From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
I've been tapping away this morning, desperately trying to break the code and get into the global dairy results, but it will not let me do it. They've got a problem there because that's not the first time that's happened, so they've got some sort of technical issues. So do we have any clues as to what's happened?
Yeah, well, no. In terms of the auction result, I think it's highly unlikely they'd give you the read before they get them out publicly. So I've got nothing for you on the global dairy trade auction results. And it's a bit of a pity, actually, because this one, they're always interesting, Mike, these global dairy trade auctions. It's one of our biggest export commodity products. But I think the level of interest in this particular auction was actually higher because we've got, just on the context here, Mike, that we've had a recent increase in the Fonterra farm gate milk payouts. So they've lifted 2018-19 milk price forecast. They've lifted that range by 30 cents to $6.30, $6.60. We've got some quite bullish analyst expectations for next year as well. But what you've seen is recently is a bit of an upward pressure coming from in the dairy markets, coming from a bit of tightness in global dairy supply. And Mike, I speculated a couple of auctions ago about the role that weather was going to play. Mm-hmm. And at this stage of the milk season, at some stages of this milk season, Fonterra was forecasting a bigger lift in production than we've actually seen. And it's been hot and dry, and it looks like the supply could actually tail off towards the end of the season. So we were expecting some quite decent gains in this auction.
Because we've got six in a row so far, haven't we?
Yeah, and you were looking at possibly the future suggesting maybe 4-5% at least in the whole milk powder. And if skim milk powder prices had stayed stable, you could have seen quite a decent lift in the index. But volumes are higher than they were last year. But it's all about this what's going to happen to supply in the next few weeks. So, Mike, we've just got to wait and see. Yeah. What can we do?
We're on tenterhooks. Well, what we can do is talk about Hawke's Bay, who yet again keep on keeping on, and regional New Zealand is saving this country's bacon.
They are the ASB Regional Economic Scoreboard. This is like economic super rugby, isn't it? Hawke's Bay on the top of the pile. Now, quick recap. This is quarterly regional statistics. ASB uses these, and they look at the economic performance of 16 regional council areas. So you've got employment. These are the measures they use: employment, construction, retail trade, car sales, house prices. I was in the Hawke's Bay last weekend, Mike, as you know, and I personally assisted retail sales down there. Big moves coming from down south. Canterbury surging 11 places up into the top four in Otago. They also leapt 5 places into second place. Bottom of the poll, Nelson and Marlborough, equal 15th, both dropping. Gisborne cooling off, as is the Waikato. Auckland making some moves up 6 places, pulling itself off the bottom of the pack into the sort of the middle. General comments about this, Mike, across the country: employment is good, retail sales are relatively healthy, construction activity likely to remain robust, but wage growth is subdued, car sales are slowing. What's hot in the Hawke's Bay, Mike? Well, it's a question of what's not hot there. They're spending like there's no tomorrow. Strongest growth in retail sales in the whole country, 8.9% growth in retail sales, double-digit gains in the number of house sales and in prices. Hastings apparently getting very trendy. Building consents up over 38%, and they've had a great summer.
Yeah.
So what's not to like?
And
you're dead right. Regional New Zealand is actually saving our bacon at the moment because Auckland's not doing much.
Good on you, mate. What are the numbers?
Not much move in the U.S. equity markets this morning, U.S. share markets this morning. 25,803 on the Dow at the moment, just down 16. The S&P 500 has barely moved, 2792. Also, almost no movement at all in the Nasdaq, 7580. The FTSE 100, 7183. They're up 49, or about 0.7%. The Nikkei down 96, 21726. And the Shanghai Composite continues its upward lift there. They're closing at 3054, up 27. And we had some news of a big tax stimulus package in China overnight as well. The ASX 200, 6199, lost 18, about 0.3%. And we lost 0.15% on the NZX 50 yesterday, down 14, closing at 9399. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.6786 US, 0.9594 Aussie, 0.6004 euro, 0.5163 pounds, 76.00 yen. Gold trading at $1,283 US, and Brent crude $65.66.
Got an informant from the dairy industry. I'll take them at their word, given it's only a text. You know, we'll check it later. But it says auction's up 3.3. The whole milk's up 6.
Beautiful. Well done. Look at that. Live news. Nothing like breaking news.
Nothing like breaking news. Good on you, mate. You have a good day. Andrew Kelleher and the team at JMI Wealth at jmiwealth.co.nz.